the escape of the bride of Christ from the judgment of Almighty God. But after those 7 years are done, Jesus is coming back here. Hallelujah. On this earth. To sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't preach about that a whole lot because we're trying to get folks ready for the next great event, the rapture of the church, the coming of the Lord. It just means when Jesus returns to the church, judgment. Matter of fact, one of the first judgments of this earth is pride. That's a judgment in itself. The Bible calls the Holy Ghost to restrain. Even now let it run. So the reality is when the church is gone, the Holy Ghost is taking the church out of it. That just is going to leave the lawlessness that we have seen and are seeing totally under control. That's why I don't want to be here after the rapture. Not a matter whether I can be saved or not saved, judgment's coming. Lawlessness is going to rule. A lot of folks think, well, I'll take my chances if I miss the rapture. I'm sorry, there'll be no chance. Lawlessness will rule. The spirit of the Antichrist will rule. The Antichrist will rule. There will be no stopping. There will be those that try, and they will be eliminated. That's just the bottom line. But that's what's fixing to happen on the face of this earth. And if you look around, all we can see is what's going on in America. All this lawlessness has started in every other place. America is the last frontier where there's a little bit of law. And what a powerful name. The name of Jesus Christ. Really been tremendous tonight, this God bringing forth great reality in our hearts and minds and souls. I'm just going to share just a little bit of content here. There's John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. The perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Fear is tool, the enemy. It doesn't come from God, it didn't originate from God. Fear is an enemy tries to bring every scenario across your mind of how it will go wrong. Trying to generate fear. But the Holy Ghost of God begins to bring about just the one scenario God made. God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. This song is really amazing. I'm just sharing the joy. Praise God. There's more scripture here about joy. You know, I'm going to share that Sunday morning, Lord willing. So be there. Praise the Lord. Bring your lunch.
Praise God. Hallelujah. No. But the reality, didn't I wake you up this morning clothed in your right mind? That's a blessing. Didn't I show up right on time when trouble started coming your way? And I did that just so you'd know how much He loves you. How much He loves you. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. This is such a glorious salvation that God has brought to mankind. And you know, I mean, a lot of times we're just in the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, of God's great salvation. I mean, we're saved, we're washed in the blood, we're filled with the Holy Ghost, but there's so much more. There is so much more in the kingdom of Almighty God of what He wants to work in us through us and around us. Because He's able. Because He's able. And then I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, is the scripture we like to quote to everybody else that's going through trouble. Until we get there. And we don't think that scripture applies. Because I'm not getting it, it's not happening. And so we don't claim that scripture at that moment because we ain't feeling it. But it's still there, it's still the truth. And when we claim it, and I'm not talking about name it and claim it, I'm talking about getting the reality that scripture was written for me. That I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. I remember when God was dealing with me to preach the gospel, I wasn't laying hold of that scripture. I was telling God how much He had made a mistake, and Lord, I can't do that. I don't have the criteria for that. You know, I can't talk in front of people. I can't. And you know, the scripture was still there. I may have not have known it at that time, to be honest with you, but the scripture was still there that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so for faith to have its way in my life at that point in time in my life, I had to accept or claim that scripture for my life. Otherwise, I would never have accepted the call to preach. Because I would have just kept pushing it off, giving every excuse under the sun instead of accepting the Word of God that said I could. That's faith. That's the simplicity of faith. Just accepting God's Word as the final say, the final authority. And when we start doing that, that's when things start changing in our lives. And that's when victories start happening in our lives. When we start accepting God's Word as our way of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just feel inspired to take up an offering here tonight. Brother Timmy, come help us with our evening offering. And then I'm going to dismiss us here. I, you know...